Without this amendment, there is no assurance that even one drop of Alaskan oil will get to hurting Americans. And I hope that the Senate passes this amendment to, at the very least, put a Band-Aid on a flawed policy. This isn't about the mercantile exchange. This isn't about trade law. This is about whether or not the pledge that's been made by supporters that this oil is going to stay in the United States gets honored. So that is why this legislation is needed to allow drilling, then shipping it overseas, in my view, is a case of two wrongs making a colossal wrong. So I hope that the Senate now will accept this amendment. In my view, it is the very least that can be done to address the needs of consumers in our country. I thank my friend from Missouri who contacted me about his interest in this, with supporters of oil drilling claiming that the drilling is needed to reduce our nation's dependence on foreign oil. We ought to recognize that in this Senate budget reconciliation bill, we're not increasing U.S. energy security by one drop of oil, not one drop of oil, unless we have the assurance that this amendment provides that the oil would stay in the United States. The legislation doesn't make any mention whatsoever of what we have heard constantly for months and months about, and that is that this is somehow supposed to reduce our nation's dependence on foreign oil or increase our energy security. So what you'd have is a situation if the highest price is in South America, Arctic oil would go to South America. The highest prices in the Far East, Arctic oil would have to go to the Far East. And certainly, given the insatiable demand for energy in China, I just think with the dollar being weak, as sure as the night follows the day, without the Wyden-Talent Amendment, this oil would end up going to the highest bidder in the Far East, particularly the Chinese. I do think that this amendment is the very least the United States Senate can do to put a Band-Aid on what I think is a fundamentally flawed decision.